Strictly Blues, Kai Turner, the Blues Vassal here, featuring a great band out of Colorado called Mojo Mama. That's Jessica Rogalowski there on lead vocals, and Bob Murnahan, one of the great guitar players we have here in Colorado. Red, White, and Blues is the new album, Blue Sister of the Tune. Some Danielle Nicole in there before that. Out of Kansas City, a couple ladies playing the blues for us, which is fitting because there is a great event coming up on Saturday, July 14th at the Armory there in Brighton, Colorado, featuring all kinds of great ladies singing the blues, emceed by Colorado blues great Miss Erica Brown. Erica, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Is it safe to call you a Colorado blues legend yet?
I haven't decided yet.
So that's your call, then.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, well, as long as it's your call, I'm okay with it. You just let me know, and I will change the moniker at any time.
Okay.
It's an honor to have you on. Of course, I've been a big fan for a long time of your music, and you've played a big role in keeping blues going strong here in Colorado. And you're kind of stepping behind the band leader role, and you're going to host this thing. So what's going on here on the 14th at the Armory in Brighton?
Well, what's going on is going to be a benefit for an organization called National Women in Blues. It's a 501c3 nonprofit. And we are really excited to help raise money for this organization, because that organization is about, promotes, and its mission is to promote women in blues. We do a function every January in Memphis, and it's a showcase for women in blues, and it's hosted by that organization. But as you know, even with a nonprofit, it takes money to keep these things going. So Kyle Diebler put together this just blockbuster show that's going to be happening Saturday at the Armory in Brighton, and I am really excited to be able to do the MC duties, which means I get to actually be entertained a little bit instead of being the entertainment.
Yeah, but you could step in if it's working for you, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
You're there as a backup, just in case everything goes south, Erica Brown will take over, right?
Right, I get to be the backup singer. This is awesome.
So who's on the bill there?
All of these ladies are wonderful musicians, and several of them are dear friends of mine. We have Miss Carrie Pastine, who is another one. I don't know if we should call her a legend yet, because she's not as old as I am. But she's an amazing blues songstress. And then we have Miss Cass Clayton, who is has an amazing vocal range. This woman is incredible. Y'all are going to enjoy her so much. She's a big bluesy voice, and she also plays slide guitar.
Nice.
Yeah, she was voted one of the top three slide guitar players in Colorado in 2017 through the Colorado Blues Society's Members' Choice Awards, and just a fabulous, fabulous musician. One of my dear friends, Eve, she goes by the moniker of the tall Dutch girl with the red hair.
Yeah, she is too.
She is. She is an absolute powerhouse.
Yeah.
I just love her. Her stage presence is incredible. She tackles blues and soul with, like, seriously, just equal finesse. She is really, really something. Then we have a person who is a newer friend of mine, but I am so impressed by. Her name is Bridget Rios Purdy. She was born and raised in Los Angeles, has had such an interesting background. She's a blues woman who has done really amazing things. I mean, like, this woman was a session singer for The Who. That's incredible. But she also sings with United by Music North America, and that is an incredible organization that brings musicians together, and they go all over the world bringing the gift of music to everyone. And then our anchor and our headliner is going to be Ms. Lauren Mitchell. And Lauren Mitchell, she is just going to knock you out. I did some research on her because I wasn't as familiar with her as I was with everyone else, and watched some videos and stuff. And the minute I heard the woman open her mouth, it just kind of made me drop mine. Like, whoa, who is this? Holy mother of God. It is just, this day is just going to rock everyone back on their heels. There's going to be dancing. There's going to be singing. There's going to be all kinds of wonderful things going on.
Not just local acts, too. A couple of those are national singers.
That's right. That's yeah. Right. Lauren Mitchell and Bridget Rios Purdy, absolutely. And the other three ladies kind of float back and forth between both, you know, tending to be more Colorado-based, which we are very proud of. But also, you know, stepping out onto the national scene, both Eve and Jessica have competed in the International Blues Challenge. Jessica made it to the semifinals, and I believe Eve did as well. And Carrie Pastine, she is actually a life coach. That's like her main thing. And I have looked on her blog and on her website, and she is just an incredibly inspirational human being. I love her to death.
Well, she's a great talent, too, and she just crushed it. She just crushed it down at Blues Under the Bridge, too. So.
Oh, yes, that was yesterday.
Looking forward to seeing some more of her. Women in Blues is the organization that money is being raised for on Saturday, July 14th at the Armory in Brighton, talking to Erica Brown here on Strictly Blues. We forget that blues music was basically started by women, right? I mean, the first real blues recording was from Ma Rainey back in the old days.
Yes. I personally think that it's gone back and forth, you know, because the history of it goes so far back, you know, to the West African ring singing and call and response. And then, you know, coming up through, you know, the centuries that African Americans have been in this country, you know, from the gospel of songs like, you know, Amazing Grace and you know, Swing Low Sweet Chariot, and the history that that music has of being a way to relieve feelings and convey a message, whether it's whether the message is, you know, look at the north side of the trees for the moth, because that's the direction you need to go in to get the freedom. Or, my baby done left me, you know, and I'm crying, and you know, I'm crying in my shoes.
Yeah, and a lot of that's still relevant today as far as how we feel. And we're seeing a comeback from women in blues music. A lot of the big guitar slingers right now are young gals like Samantha Fish. And we've got, you know, Nikki Hill out there on the road, and the gals in Southern Avenue, and even Danielle Nicole, and of course Mojo Mama and Jessica and everybody we have. Is the future looking good?
Yes, it is. I am really excited. There are so many amazing young female musicians out there, you know, and African-American female musicians out there. It's just, it's absolutely wonderful. There's a young lady in Denver. She actually lives in Greeley. But her name is, this quick shout out, her name is Bree Davis, young African-American woman who is just absolutely tearing it up out there. And I'm really excited to watch her evolution and, you know, see what I can do to help, you know, foster that along, you know. But her reception here since she's broken into the blues scene has been amazing.
Now, she sings some jazz, too, doesn't she?
She does.
Yeah.
She does.
I know her. She's good, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Erica Brown, one of the great Colorado figures of blues music, taking the helm here as an MC at the upcoming event, Women in Blues, Saturday, July 14th at the Armory in Brighton. Where can people get tickets to this, Erica?
What I would say is go to the website of the Brighton Armory, and the link will be there.
All right.
To get tickets.
I'll put it up on strictlyblues.com, too, make it a little easier so folks can get their tickets. Always fun talking to you, Erica, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Oh, we're excited about it. Thank you so much for your support, and thanks, everybody. We will see you there.
Erica Brown here on Strictly Blues.